Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Tonight's a very special show. Of course, we're giving readings as usual. And of course, we'll have a few giggles along the way. But we're also going to announce to you the new format that we'll be rolling out in the coming near future. Or is that kind of a weird?
It's almost like a
oxymoron.
It's not a double negative. It's like a double positive.
So remember, today is Wednesday, so you know what that is. That's alternate Wednesday.
It is indeed that. You hear that, Sophia?
Yeah, so you're right here.
She came up the right day.
Yes, she did.
She probably knows.
Yes. I want to get that big thing up high. All right. So anyway, yes, we'll talk about all of that
a
little.
That doesn't hide it from everybody.
I'm just wanting to hide it from me. Yes. So I just wanted to let everybody know that changes are coming, and I think you're going to like them. I really do. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, remember, we're using ordinary playing cards as we are using personal prophecy as our method of perceiving the future as it lies before you. And as I often will stress, and it needs to be stressed, that there are so many ways that you can alter the future. And even the things that seem as if they cannot be altered, you can alter the way that you face them, which in essence is enabling you to navigate your life more successfully. So that's important. And that we will be using two very special tools, the tools of choice and change. And those are highly dynamic in the use of this method and as you are picking your path to the future. So remember, playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, and not any other system that's out there. Also, I'm going to, as our regulars know, I am going to use a full 24 card layout for each of our callers or when we turn to Facebook, as it is alternate Wednesday, so that I need a moment or two to lay them out. I prefer to see everything that's going on in front of you and behind you even, which definitely impacts your life as you are in the present. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational, informational purposes only. Also want to remind everybody out there in whatever platform you may be listening and or watching, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime you show up during the show. Right now, we got two. We got Rachel, who's in the land down under. I almost flip-flopped them. In the land down under in Australia, and Sophia is in Sweden. I almost flip-flopped
them. Oh, yes. I think Melanie.
I think Melanie is.
Melanie, are you here in the States?
I believe she is, but
I'm going to say she isn't. But
she
could be wrong.
She says her phone never let me call.
Oh.
So that would mean she's here, and she tries. So, 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. I just tested it. If you ever call in and you don't hear hold music or our show, something's wrong. Hang up, call back. Facebookers, it's alternate Wednesday, so we will be, can't tell you exactly when, but we will be going to you quite often tonight. So you just have to be ready because we're not going to take a list. We're not going to take questions.
Ha ha, I win. UK, London.
Well, that's why you can't call in.
Yeah, we don't expect you to call in that way.
Unless you have an international plan, then you get to call your company up and say, hey, I have an international plan. Why the hell can I call in?
But, through Messenger. It's free.
Yes, you have. If you have Facebook, you have Messenger.
You know where you see those little, I don't know what the audio, little pictures, but there's a camera.
International shout out to Melanie in the UK.
Yes.
Well, that would be why you can't call in.
Right. And I don't think we're friends. So we need to be friends. And
with
I don't
Deborah
think,
Lee, you can't call the Psychic Love Doctor show. That is not going to fly.
And I'm not sure. I don't see a friends button on your page.
You have to send a friend request to Deborah Lee.
Yeah. And I will watch
if you want
for
to,
it.
When, if you want to use the Facebook Messenger option to get a read when we open that floor. Don't call now. I will officially announce when that time is. If you call any other time, we're just going to have to hang up on you because there's no hold system. So it will take the first person. It will be audio, video to Deborah Lee. That's who it will be.
I'll watch for your friend request.
Well, you got to tell us. Just tell us if you did it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else do I got to say? Either way, you hear that sound? That means your reading is done. Respect it, please. Don't think that it's, I get to fire off more stuff and this and that. Nope. It's got to come to an end. It's a free reading. They don't last forever. Now, if you want an extended amount of personal one-on-one time, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you can arrange for a private reading. So then there will be no bling. Melanie, you said you're following the show. That's not good enough. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
And I don't know how to add you as a friend. You don't have a button.
Yeah, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook. And you have to search for Deborah Lee, and you'll see a whole bunch of them, but there's only two that have her picture. That's the one you would send requests. Send requests to both. They're kind of linked, and we can't kill them, so just send it to both. And that's if you want. If you just want to watch. She said she just enjoys watching the show, too. So if that's
okay.
If you don't want a reading, that's cool. But we're just trying to help you out here. We're trying to hook you up. But anyway, when you hear the harps, let your reading end quietly and nicely. And before you go, though, before we move on to the next caller, we're going to give you a single card. And it will be an intuitive card also, but it will be from a virtual deck on the internet. Ooh. And I'll read it. I'll read the description to you, and then Deborah, since it's right in her wheelhouse, she will elaborate much more on what it means, because she's been doing this her whole life, basically. Her whole adult life, so that makes her, an SME. So there you go. Anything else you want to toss out there?
I don't know.
Before
nothing's
we jump in.
Really tripping my trigger today.
So
what about you?
Line up right there.
Oh, we're getting a nice little girl.
Oh, we had Benny last night too. But yeah. All right. Let's do this then. Let's not delay. Let's go to our first caller.
Do that, shall we?
I clicked it and it laughed at me. 703, you're our first caller. 703, welcome to the show. That should be in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia.
Hello.
Yes,
there.
It's me, Andrea.
It is
Andrea. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Well, how are you? I tried calling yesterday and you guys left. I had to make sure that you're okay.
Well, we've been in negotiations and dealings with the consultants, and we're, by the time we've got to the show, tensions were running high, and there was only a couple of people, and we still had a phone conference yet to do, so we simply felt like, because we don't really have anybody, we'll just come back today.
I'm going to try this real quick. International shout out to Salen Shi, hope I'm saying that right, from South Africa. Welcome.
Yes, welcome, and please tell us if we've said your name
wrong.
Yeah,
you can correct us on that. All right. Anyway, back to Andrea. This is her time.
Yes, Andrea.
Well, I don't have any good news. Every offer, every job interview I've had has not offered me the job. I do have a phone interview tomorrow, and then possibly a couple other ones. But I don't know. Do you still see someone coming? Because this job still sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's gotten real old for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You are persistent. You have not given up.
At some point, I kind of feel like I'm giving up because I've been through this job 6 months already, which I can't believe I've been there 6 months.
Wow.
But I know. That's what I said.
International shout out to Terry Sue in the UK.
Hello, Miss Terry Sue. And to answer the question that I'm seeing coming through, Yes, Lisa will be with us tonight. So, just letting you all know. And I'm laying out your cards right now, Andrea.
Okay.
Something's got to give.
I know.
Something indeed must give. But patience is definitely one of her strong suits.
Yeah, boy.
She definitely has the patience of Job.
That's for sure.
But the role of that stuff, you know, not everybody.
Well, the interview tomorrow is with Verizon, and that's kind of like this. I used to work for Verizon Media, so I think I've got a good shot at that one. And it's right down the street from here in Ashburn.
Oh, well, there. Look at that. You know, people, we got to always remember that some of the most promising doors will make us want them to open, but if they're not the right door, I don't care what you do. You could, you know, paint goat's blood around it and hang garlic. I don't care. If it's not meant to open, it's not going to open. So this one, I feel really positive for you. I really do. And since you have a history with them, oh, yeah, this could be, you know, a real boon for you. So close to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's literally 10 minutes from my house.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. But something in your cards that I want to alert you to. I want you mm-hmm. to be very careful when you are out and about. There's a possibility, and at least it would be coming soon. Mm-hmm. So it isn't something that's just going to hang out there like an albatross waiting for you. But be very cautious while driving. It won't be your fault. It'll be somebody else who's reckless. But you don't need to be in any kind of, you know, car accident. So just think of it as you're driving that you need to put extra caution in front of you. And
well, thank God I have a brand new car that has literally every safety feature I can imagine.
Oh, that's terrific. Oh, yeah, well, see, and this, I bet, will pass out pretty quickly. Pass out from your cards, I mean.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think that this interview should be a really good one for you. You know, it's got to come. You're certainly beating that bush, aren't you?
I know. Well, it's just a quick 15-minute interview, so it's that hopefully you'll get something out of it. But I have a couple other people that are reaching out to me. Because something's got to give. The last interview, my second one at Bowman, I thought was going to be a great one to be mine, but nope. What can you do?
Well, and you know the thing is, there are people out there that you're competing with that may have more in the way. I don't even know if education matters.
And who knows? We don't know what the people are. Every job, they look for different things sometimes. Right?
They do.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil, good to have you. All right, yes. So I feel it's coming. And, you know,
okay.
In your interviews, try different little angles. Because I'm seeing something here where I think you're going to really grab a guy's attention as being the one to come on board with them. Okay.
Okay.
So good luck.
All right, and here, before we move on, here is your single intuitive card reading. It is a Two of Clubs, Deb.
Yeah.
It is a minor setback is on the way, which will alter plans unexpectedly. Double-check figures, documents, appointments, and verbal agreements for accuracy at this time. Prepare yourself for an outcome where this matter is concerned, which will not meet expectations exactly as you hoped, but will still be quite satisfactory with some adjustment on your part in the end.
Well, I think that speaks to her situation.
As far as the interviews?
I really do, yeah. And, you know, sometimes they may say to you, well, we can take you on in this capacity until we can move you into something that's, you know, more in step for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as a bad thing, especially when you want to get out of hell. You're in hell.
I know. Yeah. Well, my coworker got fired.
Oh, which one?
Yeah, one of the girls, two girls, one of them quit, And then, well, a month later or so, the other one got fired. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if money was missing. Something happened where she got fired. Because I can't afford to fire people, but she got fired.
Wow.
So I'm, doing her job, and now I'm doing her job again, and, you know, just, like, double the work.
Well, it can only get so bad, you know. They're not going to have you end up running a whole department by yourself. Could you try and imagine
crazy.
That? I'd be saying, hey, I'll do this to the best of my ability, but I want everybody's paycheck.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck to you, all right? And
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling and calling me number one.
All right, hon. Take care.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right, I just entered it. I typed it out because it's quicker. Facebook, we're taking the first audio or video messenger call. First come, first serve.
All right, we're waiting. Yes, there you go. What the show is?
Jeopardy, with the final Jeopardy song.
Oh, is it? They're now doing Celebrity Jeopardy.
They've done that before.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they've done it off and on.
It looks like Steve, what's his name? Harvey.
There you go.
Sophia.
All right, we have our... We have a call.
Oh, look at you. As lovely as ever. She really is.
Thank you.
So tell us, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good to hear. I notice you are involved in a lot of activity online. I've been meaning to get a hold of you about that. And, you know, see what's with you, because you have so many fingers and pies. Yeah, it's very nice.
Jack of all trades.
Well, yeah, don't say that, what is it, jack of all trades and...
Master of nothing.
No, I think it's better to be the jack rather than the master.
I'm the jack.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that phrase.
And... I feel every time I look at your cards, you are a masterful manifester yourself. And you really walk the walk of what you talk. So I can imagine you've got quite a following. And I feel honored that you call our show.
Oh, it's such an honor to just get a reading from you and being your presence.
Well, and while you're on the... Well, thank you. I feel... really flattered and humbled because this is coming from a goddess. If you
have a goddess, you're interesting.
She's a goddess to me. I'll mention to you and bring to the others, when the pandemic first struck, we were doing a different kind of format, but we noticed that people were upset, that many were sick, they were out of work. And as we were evolving during that time, that's when those of you that remember Veronica was still with us, we turned more toward humor, comedy, having a good time, and it seemed to be what people needed. And boy, we had people coming from, you name it, and they were coming at us. South Africa and, you know, Pakistan and even our own country, we were loaded with people because nobody could go anywhere. You know, remember, most places were closed. And anyway, we're going to revert back to that. It won't really change much, except I will be giving a, say, mini lecture at the start of the show. And some of the topics, I forgot how, I mean, do you write out what you're going to say first? Do you do an outline, Sophia?
Yes, I do.
I took out my book and I was like, wow, did I really write these? I mean, because it's been so long.
Yes.
Oh, there. Yeah, see, that's what I do, is sketch it out. And some of them actually were written when my husband was still alive. And I see in there where I refer to him, I say, and Daryl, what is your thought? So I guess I'll be changing that over to Jim or to you folks, and he better have a thought. I'll tell you that.
What are you talking about?
See? See?
Well, I have thoughts, and they're not going to change.
You know that. All right.
I didn't.
So we may even change our channel. I'm going to see. I mean, might go back to self-help. I'm going to turn this a little bit more in the direction of what it used to be, which was not so much psychic love doctor, but it was in within the realm of like dynamic, intuitive guidance, coaching, therapy, that kind of thing. And it might be helpful to people. I don't know if the rest of you have noticed. There are a hell of a lot of murder suicides going on. You had something in Sweden that I was reading about. And I mean, these catastrophic events. How do you point a gun at your own child, you know, or children, or your mother, your, you know, your wife, your husband? We had one here where the mother killed her three children and then killed herself. And I'm thinking, my God, something is happening. Mental health. My sister's back in contact with me, which is a very lovely thing for me. And she works within the mental health realm, but she mainly handles fetal alcohol adults that were fetal alcohol victims, I guess you could say, those that were affected by drugs in utero. And she has like, what would we call them? Like group homes. She sets up fake little apartments. I thought you'd all find this interesting as I turn to Sophia. Fake little apartments where they're able to guide these people into actually living their lives within their own little apartment. I mean, they don't have doors on them, but isn't that kind of interesting?
It's funny that you say that. My friend's father actually has, I think he's retired from that space now, but he actually has a space in, it's a bit away from Stockholm, for, women that are going through addiction. So they have like a small home where they are taken care of, but they have like their place where they can be by themselves and they can kind of create that community. So it's like a home for addiction.
And then I saw, I believe it's Sweden that has, I even said, why aren't we doing this in this country? Where you have set up Alzheimer's communities that have like shopping for little stores in them.
Was everybody walk around asking for directions?
I don't know if we can really make jokes out of it because...
Well, I'm just saying.
It looked... And
you got a whole bunch of Alzheimer's people together.
Area is staffed by a nurse.
Well, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
I just make it sound like they put them all in one place and turned them loose. They might have a good time, but then nobody
knows. Well, they probably would.
Yeah, they have a great time probably. Like, hey, where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. Well, let's go together.
Yeah, and now it's like called the decline goes. My mother now is not answering the phone. She doesn't know what it is. She hears it ringing.
Well, you assume that.
Yeah.
You have to ask her.
So, you know, I think it's helpful for these people to still have a semblance of life. So, yeah, your country may be leading the way. And I think in the UK they're doing stuff, too, in advances. Now, bring me to your question.
There we go. There it is.
My question today would be work-related, so about my work and any guidance that comes through from that.
Okay. I know that you've been establishing programs, or what do you want to call them? Different aspects, I guess, on the spectrum of what you are doing in your work. You have very diversified gifts and skills.
Yes.
And do you teach?
So my session, each session is like a workshop. So the clients just need to kind of intuitively guide them through what they need. And so like today a client was like asking me about her sickness and it went into a whole topic of guiding her about her body, and she didn't realize, and it was just showing her and bringing that awareness. So yes, I like to do it one-on-one. I would like to do group sessions, but I prefer one-on-one.
You know, I do too. I hope I haven't mixed these up. I like working one-on-one too, but it was a good, important step for me to learn. That's why I often say to deal with, you know, a larger group. Well, I so often say when desire is greater than fear, there's very little you can't do. I'm saying it's not like you could go out there on Broadway, you know, or go sing an opera. There are certain limitations, but respective of that, you know what I mean? There's a lot that a person can do. I just keep manifesting that I need the money to come. I want to come to you. I want to come and see all my little UK friends. I don't mean that you're like insignificant. I just mean little in the sense of darling.
And
I can come to the UK and meet you all.
Oh, we could have a really good metaphysical time.
Well, let me make a call and have them get our yacht ready.
a jet.
We want a jet. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're in a hurry, then we'll have to get the private Learjet ready.
Oh, well, first thing that I see for you is you have many great, wonderful strides ahead for you, but, and there's the clinker, the but. The but is you're going to be tested along the way. Tested in terms of your commitment, your stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Which is a word. It's actually one word, stick-to-itiveness, that writers have to pay attention to. Because
you heard it here first.
It's so easy, and I learned it from a writing course that I took, that it's so easy when you reach, like you're going along, writing something, and all of a sudden there it is, the brick wall. And you want to just shove that computer right off your desk and say, oh, hell with it. You got to take a walk, come back, stick-to-itiveness. And you have these kinds of tests, okay, that are coming. They're spiritual in nature. The main gist of it is it's as if the divine is saying to you, Sophia, how much do you want this? And there,
I can sense that already.
And I'm laughing, but, you know, it's frustrating when that happens. It's like, come on. You know, I've been working really hard at this. And they're like, well, if the abundance, well, for abundance to really flow. You know, we look at a lot of these people that are big celebrities. And, you know, we don't know their personal story of what they went through, how they lived in a car, or the band Poison is very much a, what would you call it? Like a, somebody think of the word.
80s hair band.
Yeah, but is Brett Michaels from Poison?
Yep, he's an 80s hair band guy.
His father came to see them. I don't remember where they were staying. It was like in Arizona or something. They were doing little gigs, but they didn't have any money to stay somewhere, so they were living in some like rat-infested warehouse that was abandoned, and the father came and said, oh, get out of here, and he put them up for a bit somewhere because, you know, imagine seeing your child. They're sleeping on the floor, but that was part of their journey, part of their test. How bad do you want it? And look at them now. I often wonder about Brett Michaels and that. Isn't he wearing a wig?
Hmm?
He's wearing a wig or he's wearing a,
I don't know.
A bandana.
I've seen him since the 80s.
I don't care if he's bald. He can come see me anytime. So for you, yes, you are going to go through a period. I'm hoping it's only going to be like, say, maybe 3 months, 12 weeks. Where I actually see you becoming somewhat angry and agitated, that's when I guess you and I as practitioners of things, that's when we have to, you know, take our own medicine. that we give out to people. You know, yeah, we have to do it ourselves. And then I am seeing the dam is going to break, and that's when abundance is coming like a waterfall, just huge for you, making all kinds of friends around the world. Your gifts are going to shine even more than ever. And true love, true love.
Thank you. And I was like, I'm going to take care of that question. But
and you know what? That's fine. Because right now you're to focus on what you're doing. And it will come when it comes. I also want to tell you that what's under what will really surprise you. And these cards that are here, Six of Hearts, is a, I think of it as the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
And they did meet some bumps and stuff on that yellow
flying
brick.
Flying monkeys.
And the witch and whatever.
Well, they were her bitches.
And the card that it symbolizes secrets, in your case, also means mysteries of what you do. And you got the Two of Hearts on. That is my favorite card. Better Than Love is the card of self-fulfillment, self-completion, total gratitude for the life you're living. I mean, it's everything. It's like when I teach it, I say, your name has just been called in a great big venue, like a huge auditorium, and they're calling Sophia, and they want you to go all the way up to the stage and get your award. Humanitarian in nature, or whatever the aspect of it is, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so, oh, I can't believe this, and everybody's on their feet and they're applauding you. That's the feeling of the Two of Hearts. So you got that coming too. And a boyfriend from the past, he's gonna so regret that he let you go.
Excuse me.
So regret.
All right.
Yeah.
I have her single card reading, which is the Six of Diamonds.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to allow your emotions. Don't be afraid to allow your emotions, I should say, to lead the way in this matter.
There's an error?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
The relationship involved has all the earmarks of surviving the best and the worst of whatever the future may bring. This relationship is perceived to be strong, solid, and firmly founded. You have genuine support from those involved.
That, I think, is going to be your following.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's her.
I feel like it's her following.
It's her future, yeah.
And you're going to start at some point really merchandising. You know, it is a wonderful kind of, what do they call it? Like a, oh, God, tonight my mind is, like, everywhere. Sort of revenue stream that's passive. That's what I'm trying to say. And you won't have to, you know, be there to handle every sale. It will simply happen. I'll say your books, materials, maybe you're going to be selling your gems, your crystals, which I'm still trying to understand them all. I've got 150.
Where are they?
They're here.
Okay. I haven't seen them for a long time.
Yes, I've got 150 some of those, and they didn't mark.
Stop counting. You found how many crystals I have.
They didn't mark one of them or send a guide. So here's a box of crystals, and she ordered them.
And they're very lovely, round ones, and
she had some people help identify them.
A little bit.
She had somebody used to go on the internet and try to look them up, but. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
crazy stuff.
Maybe with them all. I've got them in a glass, like a crystal pitcher.
Oh, that's right. Where the hell is that thing?
Somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I don't remember.
It's not out. All right.
Anyway, yes, you are on your way. I hope that this is good confirmation for you. And don't let those little spiritual tests be too upsetting for you. Now, one of them that I feel is coming is you may set an engagement or you're going to set up, say, a workshop. But I feel weather is going to intervene and nobody will be there, and it may have cost you some money to put that together. Yeah.
I actually have two events coming up, one on the 1st of October and on the 8th of October. So let's see how that goes.
Oh, yes. And when does your snow start up?
And it should be end of October. October,
yeah.
November.
Do you get a lot?
Stockholm, not so much, but prefer that it snows. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I had the privilege of giving you a reading. And
thank you so much.
Your cards look beautiful. Yeah, your cards look beautiful. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Like always, lovely to see you all.
Thank you very much.
All right, honey. We'll talk
live
to you soon.
From Sweden.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. She's a doll. Excuse me.
All right. Back to the phones we shall go. And the next caller is 520. Oh, Lisa.
Lisa. Uh-oh.
Lisa. Remember Lisa?
Yeah, who?
She said, she was the 80s chick. Huh. Lisa. Earth to Lisa. Come in, Lisa.
Ah.
Let me do this and see if it should have no effect.
Does it?
You can hear a little unmute.
Do you know what? I was on here today and I saw that you can chat with these people. And I tried to chat with myself.
Hey, how'd that work out for you?
Well, it sent the hello, but I can't remember how I did it. What does that say? Okay, I guess we go back to...
Oh, Lisa. We shall go... She must have been busy. She's busy. What I could do is hang up on her. That might flag her. I will do that, but you know what? Mm. I will go back to the Facebookers.
Is that Lisa, Lisa? Oh,
Lisa,
baby.
Lisa.
I think I love you.
From head to toe. Yeah, she had a couple things out there.
Yeah. Yes, it was lovely to hear Miss Sophia.
Right, I'm going to hang up on her. That should flag her to call back, and maybe there was a connection issue, so I forced her to recall. To do a recall. All right. Let's see here. Oh, that was not supposed to be an 11 I typed. That was supposed to be me hitting two exclamation points and not hitting the entering button. You see all that all worked out with my fingers. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Rachel, you had a weird feeling about Lisa.
What kind of weird?
Were you here, Rachel,
uh-oh,
the night that I read, last time I read for Lisa, and it was actually a projected reading, like, into the future, where no one in her life at present was there? I gave me a weird feeling.
Rachel, are you on some kind of narcotics? Because that what you typed didn't seem English to me. Lisa, where Australia you? Is that caveman talk? So we sit and we ponder. Facebookers, I didn't verbalize. We have opened the door. Now we've alternated back to you folks. So now is your opportunity.
That sounds like a perfect Twilight Zone episode, Catherine says.
We don't know to, I don't know.
What I don't know what you're referring.
She said to you. Something you said recently.
Did you mean about the projected reading?
And Rachel says, I jumped. What do you mean? You jumped. You jumped while you were typing. Is that what you mean? You jumped often when you type? I don't jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump, jump, jump.
Interesting, Terry Sue.
Oh, she said, yes, the projected reading.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, like, Twilight Zone was a lot of crazy stuff.
Terry Sue, in my dream, I had a little mini dream about you. You know, sometimes at night, have you ever noticed you'll have like different dreams that come on? If you get up, use the bathroom, and you go back to sleep, a new dream may start. And sometimes in your morning, it seems like they get very vivid. But I dreamed you were pregnant, and we ladies from the show were there, and we were delivering your baby. And I would so love to know what that means. Now, my boss from the office always felt that the birth of a baby is the it's a new project or new idea coming. That's what she felt about it.
Now we're working with our new South African person to get her to do a friend request to you.
Is she here?
She's interested. She's we're all guiding her. Yes, we're trying to help her out a little bit, Kathleen and us. So.
Melanie, I got your request.
All right.
So now you'd be able to call in.
Yes. All right. The floor is still open for the first Facebook audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. Now you're going to want to do it to the one with the most current picture. We told you to send requests to both, but she's only going to accept it on the right account. So you should only see the one friend, not the two that you sent. It's a weird, they're linked, but just let it go. Don't make us dive into that.
If she calls in from Deb, because you can't call in from here, unless I put WhatsApp up.
She's going to call in to Deborah Lee that you just accepted friends to. It's,
and it'll show up here.
Yes, it will, because that's, you are friends.
Yes.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? Got it. It's okay. It's all right. Senior Winston. Scruffy, it is fall, so I am starting ye fall winter beard.
Wow.
It is beginning.
They like your...
Yeah, that's what I was explaining. That's what I was just explaining, Deb. Yes, it is the beginning. Because... Eventually, we're going to get another one of those cold winters like we had not too long ago.
It was a girl, Terry Sue, that I believe that we saw come out of you.
It's Sophia's friend.
Oh.
So is she.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, cool. Well, we're hanging. We're hanging loose because when I hung up on Lisa, she must have been busy and didn't even know she got hung up on.
And you can't call her back.
I don't need to. She'll eventually go, hey, my cell phone says I'm not connected to anybody. I don't need to call her back.
Yeah, I think it was a girl. Rachel saying it was a girl. Maybe that's, I don't know. Come here it is. This is in the fog
Not
as
you
are. Yes.
Facebookers, we have shut it down because our phone, because 520, Lisa, are you here?
Oh, my God.
She is here.
Hello.
Hello, you beautiful angels.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you. Aww.
What's cooking?
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. He just got out of the car. We just drove to one of Jim's favorite war arts projects.
What kind of?
It's a project thing, so somebody's dying.
Assassination.
Somebody's going to get lead poisoning. Yes, from a projectile.
I don't know, Doug.
It's business. The assassinations are business. It's not
how was it?
Oh, it's been very nice between us. It's been exceedingly wonderful. I went somewhere last night. Well, I did tell you. I went to a doctor's appointment. It was later in the afternoon. Then I went to go pick up my groceries. And then I ended up going to a setting outdoors. It was Mother Nature. I was watching the moon. But I didn't go home right away, and I fell asleep in the car, and then I drove home, and it was dark, and I could tell, I thought he might be a little jealous because I came home late, and whatever. And so I talked to him this morning, because we had this plan to go do our little work scenario thing. And, excuse me, what do you see in the car?
Okay, well, is he talking anything meaningful with you, or is it nothing?
It's nice. It's very pleasant. It's very, you know, we're planning on inviting, he wants to invite this couple over that throws the neighborhood coffee, wants to have them over, and he's asking me to name the dates, and then my brother's going to come for a visit, and he's looking forward to being with my brother, you know, hanging out, going to play pool, you know, guy stuff, and my brother's just going to stay for maybe a night or so, and so we've got plans.
Okay. Where does your brother live? Is he close?
Let's see, where's my brother? He's about...
That's a relative close, but still not a weekend journey you're going to do every weekend, nope. So, but it's, yeah, at least it's an achievable goal. The cards are going down. They're down.
Yeah, they're down.
Cards are down.
Well, I'm seeing definitely an upswing in your work coming. Okay. So that should be a good thing for you. I mean, if work is not going to be too troublesome for you as you go into heading toward the new year. Can you believe how close that is now? Christmas and everything.
Time flies when you got a foot in the grave, let me tell you, folks. Yes, it does.
When you're having a foot in the grave, did you say?
Yes, time flies when you got a foot in the grave when you get older, you know. When you're a kid, you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to be 16. It's going to be forever, you know, stuff like that. But not when you get older. It's like, holy crap, it's shit. Bob died. Fred died. John died. All your friends start dying off. Was that for me?
No, I just wanted to move it. But I want to tell you, be prepared now. I think that your neighbor's going to say or do something that's going to disappoint you.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I get from him? He plays a good game, this guy. He talks a good game.
Talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk.
That's right.
Yep.
So I was wrong. I didn't mean to say he plays a good game. He has trouble getting out there to play a good game.
He talks a lot. He has more talk than game.
Yeah,
right.
And he does all the, you know, I'm just saying figuratively.
Right.
You know, he's marking out all the plays, and yet he's like an idiot who stands there. And I don't know why that happens. Yeah. So
what happened?
There is disappointment coming to you from him. And if I were you, I would just be ready. Hello? You with us?
She's here.
Hello? I don't think so.
Well, she's here connected.
Oh, you mean like dating someone else? Or
no. No, and you should stop saying that because what you say, the words, excuse me, have energy.
What if you keep thinking of that. It's like you want it to happen if you keep
and
thinking of it.
And that's the thing. Pretty soon the universe with mirrors.
You know, I had a girlfriend one time that thought that all the time. Bad bitch got curbed. I kicked her ass to the curb. I got sick of hearing that shit all the time. You're cheating. You're cheating. Who are you seeing? I'm not cheating, but you know what? Fuck you. You're done.
Jim.
I did.
Jim would be so fun as a boyfriend.
You can't be saying that crap all the time. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, and the truth is you bring it on yourself. So don't always run right there.
Well,
why
would I be disappointed? Like he's going to tell me that we're just neighbors? Or
I feel he's going to do that thing again where he's going to say to you something to the effect of, oh, I can't do that with you. I've got my own plans or I'm committed to something else. And just leave it there where I'm nosy and I would say, what are you going to be doing? I mean, I wouldn't just take it at face value. I'd be like, well, what's more exciting than what we had planned, you know?
Oh, you know what? That's okay. I mean, I'm not going to invite. I made it my policy not to invite him anywhere. And I already told him that. I said, I'm not inviting you anywhere. You have to invite me because you turned me down on several invites. And so now the ball's in your court. So I told him that.
That's not right.
Well, and I want to ask, you know, just playing, you know, for devil's advocate for just a second here. If the two of you were to get married and this is going to be the status quo, what you're going through, how would you have... Would you be able to handle that from him?
Like as his wife, he would tell me, I can't do that with you because I have other plans.
And things
that
like
would be
that,
weird to
right?
say. That'd be weird to say to someone you're married, wouldn't it?
Well, he'd probably add a little bit more to it. Like, I'm just throwing this out there. Like, he'd say, well, me and a couple guys, we're going to go fishing or rock climbing or something. You know,
International
well,
shut
we'd
off.
Have
yeah.
to, we'd have to, you know, I'm not adverse to marriage counseling.
You're not married.
Well, they can go to couples counseling. Same deal.
Just tossing the shit out there. Right?
Same
Just
thing.
Throwing it out there, folks. That's all.
Because he's going to want his cake and eat it too in the sense of having his social life, which doing man things. The men I know do stuff like work on cars, go to the sports bar and watch sports, stuff like that.
Chase
and,
bitches.
Well, yeah, they do, but it's.
Oh, you mean? Oh, you're talking not single men.
Yeah, men that are taken.
Oh, okay. Well, some of them may chase bitches, but they hide it.
No, that's true. They would. They would hide it.
The cheaters. The cheaters. The scum. The scum of the earth.
And you know, it's so crazy, just as a little sidebar here. These men that say, oh, I got the world's worst wife. She's a shrew and a bitch and blah, blah, blah.
Are probably
She's probably the nicest lady you could ever meet. But he's got to paint her that way because he can't get in your britches.
It's possible.
You know?
You're right. You're right. If the guy's
Pantaloons
a player,
or whatever
if he's a cheating player, piece of shit, he is probably, yes, making a lot of embellishing at the best. Maybe at the worst, he's totally fabricating shit. Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because
well,
he said, I've got this fabulous wife. Oh, my God. She's like Barbie. I mean, looks gorgeous. Who's going to want to cheat with him?
Yeah, well, Barbie.
Yeah.
I would cheat on Barbie. Barbie would drive me nuts. First of all, Barbie doesn't have any nipples or a vagina. All right? If you've ever seen Barbie naked, it's pretty weird. So I don't want Barbie.
She's not anatomically correct.
Yeah,
right?
She's got the bumps and lumps and curves, but there's nothing underneath that little Barbie dress.
And a Ken really doesn't have anything.
I actually have never seen a Ken doll.
Oh, well, trust me.
I mean, I had, like, my sister. I had an older sister, so, I mean, she didn't have any Ken. She only had Barbie and some other non-descriptive names, and they didn't have shit.
It's also used, Catherine, in newspaper writing, because often they would call me and say, would you write a sidebar for our lead story, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I think of that, too. So anyway, for you, Lisa.
So what's your big picture here?
I'm just saying, what you're getting now is what you're going to get. And would this be enough for you?
Or like that movie, This Is As Good As It Gets?
Yes.
Remember that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
As Good As It Gets. This Is As Good As It Gets.
It is. And I'm just wondering.
If that's enough, then you rock on. You rock on.
And maybe that's why your future with him always comes through is kind of in a fog, because there's much here that hasn't been substantiated yet. Like the two of you have not shared physical intimacy. And what if he's a lousy lay? You know?
Oh, that's probably the, yeah, well.
You know.
If he was any kind of a lay, he'd be a fucking lay. You know, I mean, lousy is better than nothing. Lousy lay is better
You're
than no
lay.
You know?
If you were any kind of a lay, you'd be a lousy lay.
Right. You know what they say? Sex is like pizza. They're all, if it's any kind of quality to it at all, they're all good, just some are better than others. Right?
Yeah, they say there's no really bad.
It's not a bad pizza unless somebody's almost on purpose trying to make it bad. Same with sex is, if everybody's trying, it's going to be good, even if it's not the greatest.
Right.
That's why we're overpopulated.
And that's why dating a virgin would be scary.
Like a virgin.
Yeah, you have to really educate that person.
Oh, happy birthday to Google, 25 years. All right, I think it's 25. That's what I thought I saw today.
You know
what?
When I was a lot younger, I dated someone that was younger than I, and he was a virgin. It was a lot of fun.
Probably the man-woman thing's probably a little different, probably. A guy virgin
Maybe.
Probably could be a lot of fun for a chick. And I think either way. I mean, well, if you're young, this is when you're a lot younger, too, then that's all going to be good. You know, I don't know if that 40 years old you want to hang out with a virgin if you're 40. But when you're a lot younger, it's a different ballgame.
Now, when I was in Army training, I met a very, he was adorable, 19-year-old.
No, 19.
He wasn't in my company, but we were all going for medical training. So we were all kind of thrown together. And he was like crazy about me. And I could not, in good conscience, take him,
I could not take him.
Around the world in 80 ways. I would only teach him how to be a good kisser. That's all I, because it just didn't seem right, you know.
Okay, well, you know.
Because I was like 30-something, early 30s. Didn't seem right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So a re-summary, because
yeah,
we keep summarizing.
Yeah, for
Lisa,
what we got here
Lisa.
Is, remember, we've got some disappointment coming. It's not going to be earth-shattering, but he's going to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not about another. And somebody here said, and I think it's Rachel. Rachel is highly intuitive, this girl in Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, she nails it every time. And she said, what you say you're going to attract or something to
it's
that.
It's the manifest thing. You
yeah.
Yeah,
it's the manifest thing. Everybody knows the manifest thing.
Yeah, you got to stop
manifest
doing that.
Thing.
You've got to think the best of him until he does something.
Well, as far as that one subject about always is there another girl, you got to stop that. Unless he does. If he starts running around with other chicks, which I can't even comprehend. That doesn't even compute in my fucking brain that this guy can run around with other chicks when you don't bang him. I don't get that. I don't get why a chick's going to be like, oh, I can't wait to run around this guy that'll ever poke me. I can't wait that. I want this guy bad. I can't even fathom how that can be.
You know, and you don't even know what medication he's on.
Well, she probably knows that.
You know, he may not be able to get an erection because of his, and it happens. And maybe he's too embarrassed to go get the blue pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but all in all, yeah, there's going to be an argument here, a disagreement.
Oh, no.
But.
You really didn't think there was going to be one after all this time, really? Really?
It's
the circle of your relationship. It's the cycle. Every so often, I hate him, and then I love him, I hate him, I love him, I hate him, I love him. It's going to keep doing that all over again. It's never going to end. That cycle shall never fucking end, I tell you. I don't have cards. I'm just telling you. Like, this is as good as it's going to get, right?
I really think so.
So if you're happy with this, then jump in. Feet first, vagina first, whatever you want to say, just jump in.
If this can make you happy, you know, and maybe the man is asexual. You know, maybe he's into kinky stuff. You have no idea.
We don't know. Maybe he likes blow-up dolls shaped like chickens. We don't know. We don't know what it is.
You know, you could throw some questions his way. Like, for one thing, ask him if he likes the pearl trick.
Oh, you know what, Dale?
Just out of the blue.
I was influenced by you. The other day, I was playing with him. I was in a good mood. Maybe it was yesterday morning or the morning before. I can't remember. It was in the morning. And I said something to him. I said, if you're a good boy, I'll do this for you. And he said, oh, okay. And I said, can I spank you? And because you were making some comment on one of the last shows about how. Oh, we just both laughed. But,
that means no. That means
you,
no.
Oh, you got to go and get a poopy boomer.
That means no if he laughed about it.
That's what we called it when I was a kid.
Deb,
you know those paddles.
That means no if he laughed.
Oh, it could be a nervous laugh.
That means, that's pretty funny. If you do that, I'll break that paddle over your head.
Get
bitch.
One of those paddles that has the rubber band on it and the little ball in
oh,
your
come head. On.
That's a poopy boomer. When the rubber band comes off.
Uh-huh.
The parent keeps
that. Oh, you
that.
Get a ping pong paddle and not even bother with the frickin'.
Well, you could do that too. But I'll tell you, that wood, what kind of wood it is, wow.
You get a cricket, a little cricket thing.
A little cricket thing?
A little cricket bat thing, whatever the fuck they call it. Or you could get, I don't know, you could get a 2x4.
You know what I'm saying?
Slap upside the fucking head.
You've got to get past the pain. Once you've had a few good smacks.
Boy, you, what, how did you just leap to that?
Because I've had spanking boyfriends.
We're talking about this guy, not you loving to get your ass spanked. She just made it clear she likes to get spanked, apparently.
She may
but that's not what we're talking about.
You know, maybe he wants a vibrator up his ass.
You're not going to shout out to Suzanne in the land of Scots in Scotland where they make scotch. I love scotch. Right, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
he loves scotch.
I do love my scotch, single malt, mind you.
All right.
And you know what? I don't want no frickin' ice. I don't want no soda or no water. I want scotch in my glass, and that's it. I don't need other shit with it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
like,
now we're talking.
I already said that.
Oh, single
malt? It doesn't have to be. You can buy blended scotch. I'm not going to pee on one and dump it out, but I prefer single malt.
But isn't that really expensive?
You can buy cheap single malt. Trust me, you know, it's relative.
What is it the kids drink? Glenfitch or something like that?
Which kids, first
Our,
of all? I don't know of
sons.
Any. None of those guys are into scotch up there. Neither is he. So the only one person I know is the one Casey.
It's like $250 for a bottle.
It depends. You can buy Glenfiddich.
Glen, what'd you say? Fiddich?
Yeah. You can. I might have that old bottle still up. You can buy it.
Depends how
old it is and different types, you know. You can buy it where it's affordable, and you can buy it where you saw them at the Navy Exchange package store. They had them like $5,000 bottles of scotch. Yeah.
When my sons go out to buy a bunch of booze, they have what they call a bro bash. It's when a bunch of get together. They're not 5,000, but they buy high buck
alcohol. But they never bought scotch. They buy stuff you can mix, and they didn't buy scotch. They bought they bought really good gin and really good other stuff. Yes, high quality gin and stuff. They didn't go. You don't. Scotch is not one of those mix and party get fucked up drinks on Coke and Pepsis and all that. It's not what scotch is.
Yeah. Well, all in all, it doesn't look bad.
Not bad. It's just as good as it gets,
it's
right?
Like it's an argument.
Like many that you've had so many, you should not be able to count them now. You should have lost count by now.
I don't think it's a good idea to count arguments.
I don't
think
you could anyways. They've had too many. We're coming up on right now. We're about at the year mark because September's almost toast, right?
Yeah.
September's done. Isn't the last day Saturday, I believe?
Or what?
Last day of fucking September is Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm saying, but October is when she moved in, right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
So we're sort of coming up on a year. All right, go ahead. I'm done talking.
Maybe you guys should do the bean in the bottle thing.
There was a bean in a bottle.
Newlyweds do this, but you could do it in your situation. I bet you couples out there in Facebook land, you know.
I don't know the fucking bean in the bottle. I don't know about a worm in a bottle, but that's freaking
No, you have like a jar or a bottle.
Okay.
And you have a dried beans of some kind, like kidney beans, navy beans.
You said a bean, singular.
No, but you want a bunch of them.
Okay.
And you put one in the thing for newlyweds. Let me make sure I say this right. You put a bean in every time you have sex. And then the second year, you take a bean out every time you have sex. And it ends up being a lot more in the...
Wow. That's a good game. I love it.
But you guys could do it for your fights.
I don't know that that's a positive bean thing.
You don't think so?
I think they'd run out of fucking beans fast. Those beans would be gone. You better get a giant, big, freaking, water bottle they use for the water coolers and fill that up with beans.
It is your M.O.
It is your M.O.
This is where your passion is, and it may be misdirected sexual tension.
What's that? We break up, we kiss, we make up. What's that song by What's-Her-Face?
Break up to break. I can't sing.
No, it's the freaking...
Oh, Terry Sue, while you're here, I saw that you mentioned about your singing. Your Christmas. Oh, my God. You guys should hear her.
It's Christmas time.
You need to get that out on the market you could. I mean, the song that you shared with me is You're an Angel. This woman can sing.
So far tonight, we've had a goddess and an angel tonight.
Yes, we have.
We have indeed.
Well, then we have...
Oh, indeed. Now, let me see, look at the phone, see if we can find Satan and ring his ass
well,
up.
Well, I think we have you and Virgil, and you two are pretty good as devils. Devils. Tasmanian devils, do it. I was so scared of that as a kid.
I love the Tasmanian devil on the Looney Tunes.
All right, so Lisa.
Lisa.
You still do have other men coming into your life, but I don't think you're going to be ready to even go on a date with them until you get this man out of your system.
Till you figure out something one way or the other. So.
I know. What am I going to do? I don't know.
Well,
I'm so tired right now. I've had a full day of running. And yesterday, too, and I worked out. I've been working out, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm sorry. Exhausted. It's okay. It's all okay.
You got to save your strength for your projects. Hey.
I know.
You only get one shot sometimes, so, you know, you don't want to, you got to make it count.
Well,
one shot.
Of an assassin.
That's right.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
That was a good movie.
I saw a good movie. I saw a good movie last night you guys would like. Maybe
what is it?
On Amazon Prime. It was Bad Education. It was a fictionalized account of something true happening. It was good.
We'll have to look it up.
Do you know when that was made about-ish? Was it an old movie or couldn't you tell?
You know, I think it might have been older. Maybe it was made in 2015. Around there, it was very interesting. I might have the dates wrong, but it was very, very interesting, fun, educational.
Bad education, educational, even bad.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't educational. It was more. It was entertaining in the way of it was riveting. A good entertainment.
Oh really? Oh, it was riveting.
Movie
okay.
It was
we'll have to look for it. I've not watched one movie on our Prime. That we have, you know.
They've been showing Thursday Night Football, so that's the only time I pull up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know. The reading is as it is, I guess. It's kind of, you know, it's set this pattern between us.
Yes, and
you can almost set your watch by it.
And there's a sense of stagnancy, if that's a word.
They've hit like a wall.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when people are like running or going to a gym or you're running and you're working out and you're trying to increase your strength or increase your distance and you kind of hit a wall and you can't get past that wall sometimes. You know?
It's all right. It is what it is. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today and he was telling me about his 38-year marriage and how it was such a wonderful marriage, but you have to work at it, he said. You have to work at it. You know, you almost have to break a sweat to work at it. That's what he said. And pick your battles, he said.
Really? Who taught you that?
And he was young. He's someone I deal with in business. And he was very young. And, I mean, very young. What am I saying? Very young. He was like in his, like, 100-year-old, and I was interviewing him, like, what is the secret to life? What is the secret to marriage? Now, it was somebody that, I didn't ask his age. I'm guessing it could be anywhere in 40s or 50s around there. And they've been married a long time, he and his wife. But they met in university. And he said if he had to marry her, if he had a choice, he would marry her all over again. They're just so in love. But he said it is solid work.
Yeah, life is not a 60s father's knows best
show,
real
what
life.
What I have learned from the cards, simplicity is the secret to happiness. The more simple your life is, the happier you can be. And
okay.
And the secret to marriage is friendship. Got to have that friendship. You know,
that's for certain.
The young people are breeders. So all they feel are those hormones buzzing and, you know, they don't even care if they can talk to each other. They just jump. I almost said hump. They just jump in the sack.
They just hump.
They can be synonymous.
Huh? Yeah.
They hump.
And pretty soon she's popping out babies. That's what do you call it? You tell
That's
me.
Entertainment.
A baby
no.
bumper.
That's
a baby. A popcorn machine.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
she's spitting them out like a machine gun.
You
pop, 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 pop.
It's nature. You said it recently.
What?
It's nature or something. But then as you get older, you know, in that marriage, you both start to change and evolve. And that's amazing.
Changes.
They can, yeah. Who's saying that? Change.
That was David Bowie.
Yeah.
Or,
but at our ages now, Lisa, we're looking for that friendship. We're looking for that person that's compatible.
Friendship is big. That's top.
Yeah,
I have to agree. You know, nothing else really. I mean, yeah, the other stuff matters, but friendship is top.
Yeah, and where you have this back and forth fun banter, and maybe you throw, you know, some food at each other. You know, where you just have some fun and you maybe go like this to the table full of dishes and he throws you down. I saw that in a recent movie and I thought, yeah, who cares?
And it cleans it up.
You can go buy new dishes, you know?
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you, and that's what I feel is missing for you. The guy jumping out of the closet with no clothes on, and maybe just the mask.
I would run screaming to the police station.
So if you knew it was him, you know.
I getcha. You're the fun lady. Yeah, you're the matron of fun.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be just fun.
Yeah.
It would give me a heart attack first, and then he'd have to resuscitate me, and then...
Yeah, but then they take you and throw you down and, you know.
Hey, what do they call when you have sex with a cadaver? I would be the cadaver after he jumps out of the car.
Necrophilia.
There we go.
Yuck.
You need to go to a store and buy a great big... Well, not so much like a dildo.
How did you just lead to that statement? What in the last two sentences that we talked about led you to that?
You
are the patrol.
I'm going to connect it. The guy with the mask and you with this great big, it's not all limp
dildo.
Like this. Yeah, but it's not. It's a penis substitute, and it even has like little testicles on it, but it's hard.
I don't know. What are you doing with this?
When he
and that's something they find on the bottom of the ocean. They're discovering a lot of weird stuff down there.
Where the hell are you going with this?
When he jumps out of the closet, you have it under the pillow, and when he's jumping on you, you take that thing out and you start having it so he can fantasize.
I would grab that son of a bitch and throw it out the window as far as it could, so you would never find it again, ever. I would fling it.
I would say only
record.
One magic wand at this party.
Exactly. That thing would be so
and
far gone.
Want him to be able to fantasize. There's a guy by the top of your head, and you're having a threesome, and your neighbor man is watching you give that thing a job. Oh, BJ, job. Yeah.
Well, there we go. There we have it.
I don't know. Lisa brings it out in us. She...
Don't say us. Don't say us. You speak for yourself. You speak for yourself.
I don't know these people. Who are these people?
You know what? Have you ever seen that lady that's been on, like, Letterman or old white-haired granny? I forget her name. You knew her.
She wasn't an old white-haired granny. Her hair had color. Dr. Ruth had color.
No, not
Beverly Hillbillies?
No, it's an old lady.
Well, I don't know what she's
and
talking about. That.
Golden Girl?
Huh?
No, that wasn't on. That
Golden
was on
Girl?
The man show. Deb?
The
That was on the Man Show. It was the apple pie lady,
yes,
or the apple whatever.
Yes.
Oh, no, it was the fruitcake lady or something like that. And people would write in and say, hey, my boyfriend sometimes likes this. And she goes, I don't know what you need to do. That's cruel. You know, yeah.
Yeah, she said to one lady.
The fruitcake lady or whatever
you
it was.
Give your man,
I think it was the
what
man
show. You want.
Or it might have been Letterman or something.
Could've.
Right.
If you give him what he wants, he has no reason to stray. I rest my case on that.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
And the more spontaneous you can.
That's wonderful.
You know,
well, do you really think that's true, though? My gosh, I just wonder about that saying. I mean, Jimbo is the man here, so Jimbo, please speak up.
Well, we
you're
got
right,
another
it was on
one.
The Tonight Show.
We got another one in
there
the
you
audience.
Go. The Tonight Show.
What? Oh, she there? She was.
I didn't know. It was a Tonight Show. It was a Tonight
the
Show. It was a fruitcake
pie,
lady.
A fruitcake.
It was the fruitcake lady.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show.
Well, like one lady said to her, my husband comes home from work and wants to just lay on the couch, and we need this yard mowed. And the fruitcake lady said, get off your dead ass and go.
Yeah, why
mow
can't
it.
You get off your fat
yeah.
ass and go out there and mow the lawn? Why has he got to do it all
yeah,
the time when he's working?
Pretty, yeah.
He's working all day. Why the hell is he going to do it? It was a cool, you can watch her on the internet. It's pretty
gender
funny.
Equality.
You got to watch the fruitcake lady. They're hilarious
it.
On the internet.
Yeah, everybody just watch.
Just Google
hilarious.
It. Watch them. They're hilarious. Yep.
Oh, is she's on? She's on TV.
Oh, well, she's
on
the
internet.
It was
yeah.
many years ago, but you can go just Google fruitcake lady and watch some of her segments. They're hilarious.
Yeah, and share her facial expression. One lady.
She's
also,
being herself.
Another lady. They say what state they're
she's
from.
She's an old lady. She's just being
yeah.
herself.
And one lady said, my husband says that I smell after sex. And she goes, oh, geez, wash that thing. Wash it.
This chick's like in her 70s at least. She's at least in her 70s saying that. At least. Might be in her 80s. That's good. You got to watch it. That's good stuff.
You
yeah.
know what? I'm looking
it's
at it.
It's too many
right
years
now.
Ago.
I looked it up.
You gotta look it up.
She's got a face on her. She
you gotta look it up.
Face.
It's hilarious.
She looks
like
a nun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like
and she's dead serious.
Oh, she is.
I love
it. Seriously,
oh
she's not
God.
Like
that.
You gotta look for it.
It's good stuff. All right, Deb.
All right.
I think we. Hey, Lisa. Thank you.
This is a very educational show. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Elderly left the building.
I don't. We may have learned things, but they might be things we did not want to learn. But we did learn things.
There is a young man in our Facebook chat area that is saying, why is it we always end up talking about dicks in here? I don't know. Lisa, you take us.
I just put her on mute, but she's
yeah.
still listening.
Yeah.
It's not Lisa. It's you. I don't start talking about jumping out of closets with little phalluses. I don't ever bring that. I never say that ever in my earth life, ever.
Oh, but they love it.
No, nobody. I don't know. Nobody on earth. No guy wants to jump out naked and some chick chase him with a dick. There isn't a guy on earth that, well, there isn't a guy I know on earth that wants that.
No, but they may not want to bring a flesh and blood other man into the relationship, but you can fantasize.
Why would I fantasize about a penis?
Well, you're just so
I'm what?
You're unnormal.
I'm unnormal.
Abby normal.
Hey, there you go. I'm Abby normal, folks. Hey, there you. There it is now. So if I don't fantasize about erect penises, that makes me
it's
abnormal.
It's not the penis. It's the act she's performing, laying there, or she's on her knees. You know.
But I got the equipment. I don't need this other plastic thing.
Terry Sue fantasizes regularly.
She didn't say about what.
It doesn't matter. Fantasy is good. You can.
Not all fantasies are good, though.
I told somebody recently.
Not all fantasies are good. Don't say that.
I have laid so many celebrities. You know, Tom Selleck.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah. And comes to find out, he's not a fan of the Whisker Biscuit.
No, he's not. But
no, he's Team Meat Whistle.
In my fantasy, he's all for women. Yeah.
And I always wondered about his demeanor. When he talked, he had that little vibe to his voice. But I've just written it off because he seemed like a Rock Hudson. You never would have thought about a Rock Hudson either.
No.
He said, you would have thought, yeah. I thought Tom Selleck, no way. But his voice was kind of something.
What does that mean that Terry Sue just said? I'd like to be a spit roast cop cop.
I don't know what a spit roast is.
What's a spit roast?
I don't know.
On a spit? Oh. Oh, is that
so
what?
So I could get skewered, I guess. Like in a rotisserie.
Yeah, and if your husband sees you, Terry Sue, as a never-ending box of pleasure and spontaneity, like a, not box, that was, I meant.
Well, or maybe box.
I mean like a toy, yeah, a toy box. He's never going to want to look at another woman.
You start coming at him with dildos, he might start looking for another woman. He might start running fast, that's all I'm saying.
What is it called? Catherine, you seem to be an expert.
What?
When a woman straps on the equipment and she does the man, what is that called again?
Sick.
Poking, not poking, it's...
Pegging.
Pegging! Pegging!
Gibbs. What's up, buddy?
If you guys have not been pegged, you don't know if you like it. What did Andrew Dice Clay used to say with the cigarette? He'd say,
come here.
You know, you suck dick or you do not suck dick. But if you don't suck dick, you don't know if you would like
it. They never said that. Look at this. There's our buddy. Whoa.
Who's buddy?
There's Gibbies. He's coming here to make his appearance.
Yes. He heard about pegging.
Sir Gibby goes, you guys are fags. He said, yeah, cut that shit out. I said, yep. It's a big
right.
Buddy. You got to hit the road, buddy. It's not time yet.
Hey, okay. Virgil says, I bought a vibrator for my ex-missus. It developed AI and went to war with this. What are the deceptions? Because it's probably very funny.
Decepticons, maybe? I don't know if that's what he's talking about. Deceptions?
What are Decepticons?
Well, that would be the freaking Transformer movie.
Oh.
But I don't know. He didn't type that. So yeah. I don't think that's not what he meant, I guess. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He capitalized the word deceptions, D.
Terry Sue said, my mom found my stuff once. Oh, my God. I didn't even know what to do. I'm assuming she means her private collection. I don't think it was CDs.
Could have been.
Huh.
All right.
Well, I guess it's going to be a clipping.
He did mean
Decepticon.
He didn't mean that. Facebook probably changed the word on him.
You bought a vibrator and it went to war.
Oh, he said because it had AI.
That is funny.
Remember that song?
No.
Well, you never saw the Transformer thing. They would transform and they played a weird music on the cartoons. Movies. I watched the first one and I was like, it just wasn't the same for me.
Terry Sue, you've got to learn, like here in the States, when a parent finds your so-called contraband, you're supposed to say, I'm only holding it for a friend. You know what I mean? If you brought if they find cigarettes or a bottle of booze, or in your case,
some schnitzel.
Scrubens.
What was it again? I can't remember the real word, but yeah.
I wonder in private what your mother's thinking. Oh, my God. Look at my daughter is depraved. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys get us going.
We have to.
Yeah.
We're about 5 minutes away from getting kicked to the curb.
And look at all the people. We have 10 people.
Yep.
They're probably wondering what kind of drugs we're on over here.
No, 90% of them are regulars. So they.
Hey, so you know, because we're going to have topics that we will be addressing coming up, one of the things is I used to give sex readings for couples or people that were dating and to find out how satisfying that partner was going to turn out to be or was, if that partner wanted more you know, like foreplay, if they wanted more, public sex or whatever. Yeah, there are many applications of the personal prophecy method.
We got to wrap. I spent the morning underneath a submarine, and I did not enjoy it.
Oh, I like your mom. She's cool. Yep, that's right. You tell her, yeah, we're building grandchildren. These things, they are like the schematics we need.
All right. Let's
all right, everybody.
Wrap it up.
You've been wonderful. Baby. Yeah, you're wonderful.
Wunderbar?
Wunderbar. What does that mean? Is that German?
Wonderful.
Oh.
Wunderbar. All right, here we go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
We're putting it in, we apologize.
Remember, Block Talk. Here, Friday. Rebels with Rebels. Hard night. Yes, don't want to miss that. 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll be looking for you. We are going to rock your world.